Hi, I'm Brian McCreath. The concert you're about to hear is one of my favorite memories from the 2019 Boston Early Music Festival. That's partly because of the music on the program, but also more broadly because of the exquisite singing of that program. Vocal music has been in desperately short supply over the last year, but the Boston Early Music Festival is about to bring us more exquisite vocal music on Friday, February 26th. In their virtual concert series, the incredible British ensemble Stile Antico will perform a program called The Golden Renaissance, built on music by Josquin des Prez. For more information about how you can see and hear this concert without even leaving your home, look for the link to the Boston Early Music Festival box office at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. I'm glad you're with us, and enjoy this concert. This is WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival and Vox Luminous. Long ago, for generations of one particularly musical family, the small German town of Arnstadt became central to their compositions of faith and devotion. This family's name is the German word for brook, and like the flowing of water, the passing along of wisdom, craft, and imagination over several generations led to a composer whose work would be foundational to Western art music itself, Johann Sebastian Bach. Now, the Belgian vocalists of Vox Luminous and the American instrumentalists of Quicksilver trace that path in a concert during one of the world's most vibrant celebrations of early music. The Bach dynasty, through the Arnstadt connection, is coming up on WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival and Vox Luminous. I'm Brian McCreath, and when I was growing up, connecting to my family's distant past meant piling into a station wagon and heading off to someplace in the countryside for the Scottish Games, with Highland dancing, marching pipe bands, and the caber toss, you know, where a big guy throws a telephone pole around on a field. And of course, all of this was done in kilts. I was well into adulthood when I realized that my own family's roots were in the lowlands of Scotland, where my ancestors were carpenters and farmers who were probably too wiped out at the end of the day to think about bagpipes, much less the sword dance. But still, those connections to Scotland helped shape my sense of who I was as a kid, just like genealogy helps anyone feel the bonds across generations. And as it turns out, one person who, upon turning 50 years old, took up his own family's genealogy was Johann Sebastian Bach. Apparently, he wasn't busy enough running weekly church services and a chamber music series, as well as teaching dozens of students at the St. Thomas School and raising his own kids. There were 20 in all, by the way, 10 of whom lived into adulthood. And maybe it was those 10 kids Bach had in mind when he researched and documented his own genealogy. But not just names and birth dates. No, this is the Bach family. Johann Sebastian's project also involved collecting the music his ancestors had written. And that brings us to Vox Luminous, the Belgian ensemble led by Lionel Meunier. As part of the 2019 Boston Early Music Festival, they took the stage at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall with the instrumental musicians of Quicksilver, directed by violinist Robert Mealy, to take us part of the way through that Bach family tree. And you can find translations of all the pieces on this program when you visit classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. The performers began with Heinrich Bach, Johann Sebastian's great uncle, and a piece he wrote called Ich danke dir Gott, or I thank you God. This is Vox Luminous and Quicksilver in concert at the Boston Early Music Festival from WCRB. Thank you. Ich danke dir Gott, I thank you God, by Heinrich Bach, performed at the Boston Early Music Festival by Vox Luminous and Quicksilver, directed by Lionel Meunier. It's one of the very few pieces by Heinrich Bach that have survived the centuries, and that's largely due to the efforts of the composer's great-nephew, Johann Sebastian Bach, who gathered around 24 works by his Bach ancestors to form a sort of musical family tree, an archive he passed on to his own son, Carl Philip Emanuel. I'm Brian McCreath, and you're listening to WCRB in Concert with the Boston Early Music Festival and Vox Luminous. Heinrich Bach spent his professional life in the town of Arnstadt, where he had two sons, Johann Christoph and Johann Michael, whose music is next on this program. This is Herr der König freut sich, Lord, the King Rejoices in Your Strength, performed by Vox Luminous and Quicksilver in concert from WCRB. a cantata based on Psalm 21 that was Herr der König freut sich, or Lord the King rejoices in your strength, by Johann Michael Bach. Born in Arnstadt, he was the first cousin, once removed, of Johann Sebastian Bach. He was also, eventually, J.S. Bach's father-in-law, though he passed away several years before his daughter, Maria Barbara, married Sebastian. And as Vox Luminous continues this Boston Early Music Festival program, they turn to Johann Michael's brother, Johann Christoph, and a piece written for the installation of the town council. At the center of the piece is a soprano soloist in the role of Wisdom, and she sings in dialogue with four other soloists who each represent different town officials. This is Die Furcht des Herrn, or The Fear of the Lord, from WCRB.
Mit rechtem Herzen
rief.
With a final request from the newly elected town council for wisdom in their positions, Johann Christoph Bach's Die Furcht des Herrn, or The Fear of the Lord, draws to a close. Bach's Luminous and Quicksilver were directed by Lionel Meunier, who also sang the role of the older incumbent burgomaster. Other soloists included soprano Juji Tott, alto Daniel Eldersma, tenor Philipp Fröhlicher, and, as wisdom itself, soprano Kristen Wittmer. Johann Christoph was singled out in J.S. Bach's genealogy project as one of his favorite composers, described as profound and expressive. He was born in Arnstadt, which is where Johann Sebastian eventually found himself as a young professional, just beginning his career. And at one point, he was granted a 4-week leave from his job to travel to the city of Lübeck, where he could hear the work of one of the great masters of the day, Dietrich Buxtehude. As it turns out, Bach, like a lot of 20-year-olds, was, let's say, a bit headstrong. He ended up staying in Lübeck 4 months, which didn't go over well with his employer back in Arnstadt. But maybe, if you're Bach in that situation, it's worth it anyway, given what he heard. The next piece on the program gives us an idea of what that might have been like. Here again is Vox Luminous and Quicksilver with Dietrich Buxtehude's Herzlich lieb hab ich dich, O Herr, or Most Dearly Do I Love Thee, O Lord, in concert from WCRB.
Zu Lust und Dienst des Herrn.
We can't say for sure that this cantata by Dietrich Buxtehude was one that J.S. Bach heard when he went AWOL from his job for 4 months to hear Buxtehude's music in Lübeck, Germany. But Herzlich lieb habe ich dich, O Herr, or Most Dearly Do I Love Thee, O Lord, at least gives us a sense of what it was that entranced Bach so much, especially if it was performed like it was in this concert by Vox Luminous and Quicksilver, all directed by Lionel Meunier at the 2019 Boston Early Music Festival. I'm Brian McCreath, and more of the Bach dynasty through the Arnstadt connection is coming up on WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival and Vox Luminous.